even aside from the fans, I know that your peers in music. I remember a story about Joe Elliott of Def Leppard walking in on you in a recording studio, hearing you hit every note perfectly and becoming re-inspired to actually achieve his goals. So what is it like when you also hear that your peers are looking at you
that way? It's
wonderful.
It's wonderful. I mean, I've had the experience on my side or whatever, you know, when I'd see people I admire and stuff. And I take it to heart. I think it's a very rewarding experience.
Who does inspire you?
Well, I listen to a lot of blues. I love the blues. Mm. Chopin. I love classical music. Mm. I love things I feel in my heart. I'm a heart and soul performer as opposed to a Pavarotti. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, that's wrong. I mean, I don't seek perfection.
Right.
And that's one of the things I said to my musicians, is that always leave some room to explore, to reach for, you know,
right.
to stop setting limitations. I sort of indulge in rock and roll ventriloquism. I throw my voice and hopefully it hits the mark.
Well, it's one thing to actually be singing the song, but it's another thing to have the intonation and the feeling behind it, and that's exactly what you do.
Yes. Well, one of the things that I've always felt comfortable doing, even for someone who's so private, I've always been very comfortable bearing my soul to an audience.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes back to me in waves. It's quite remarkable. And after 13 years, Stacey, to see so many people singing word for word with all my songs, it's breathtaking. We're being really received extraordinarily well, significantly more than I ever imagined.
Because you've been so private, people just want more.
Well, you know, when you look at a song like Here I Go Again, if you can get past my ex-wife, you know, polishing my car and stealing the hood ornament, you know, the song is a very, it's a song about the breakup of my first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have told me how that song's actually helped them through particular crises in their life. So, I mean, I don't even think about video images and stuff like that.
Right.
That, to me, is precisely, you know, I write songs from my heart, but predominantly they are kind of diaries of physical or emotional experience or the search for direction. And evidently, I'm not alone, because a lot of people share in the themes of those songs.
Wow. Well, I do have to say, too, I, as well as many women I know, wanted to be the one polishing your car.
Ah, it splendid.
Was, yes, always a fantasy of mine. So the driving force...
You'd have trouble climbing on me Lexus, I think.
The driving force behind your talent, your performance, you say, is always from the heart. Has that changed at all throughout the years?
No, not at all. Not at all. It more so, actually.
Mm.
My performance is all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I throw myself at the song and, you know, put it all out there, and seemingly up to now the rewards have been extraordinary. I've got a great band, Stace, too.
I know. I saw the lineup. I'm
I mean,
very
well,
excited
I've got to tell you,
that.
Not just seeing the lineup, wait till you hear it. You know,
because
a lot of people on my website, I encourage them to be forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were a little concerned with some of the choices I made.
Really?
I had absolutely. Well, yeah, everyone wants. There was one guy went batshit because I didn't get Buckethead or something. You know, yes, I want to work with somebody who wears a Kentucky Fried Chicken basket on his head. You know, I'm sure the guy's a master musician, but I didn't even go there.
Well, I was looking at it and I was just thinking, this is a veritable who's who of music. I mean,
well, wait till you hear them playing together.
Oh, this is gonna be
You know, all I ask is people not to imagine them as they've seen or heard them before.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never do that. I didn't get Doug Aldrich in because he played a particular way with Dio.
Right.
I heard something in Doug Aldrich's approach. I saw something in his performance, which I felt would be hugely influential and inspirational for a Whitesnake for the 21st century.
Wow.
And to be proved so right is remarkable. They're all, and Tommy Aldrich coming back on drums. Extraordinary.
Oh, that had to be exciting, too.
Oh, man, it's Mr. Thunder and Lightning. He's, you know, I'd swear to God, if I had more time, I'd have to give him a feature. He's just extraordinary.
And Reb Beach, too.
Reb's great.
Oh.
Well, they're all great. You know, you'll fall in love with Marco Mendoza, too. He's like the Latino lounge lizard from heaven.